From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has confirmed to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, that Syria is ready to help implement a ceasefire that's planned to begin on Saturday. The two leaders spoke by telephone on Wednesday and highlighted the importance of continuing to fight terror groups such as the Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra. The militants, however, are not part of a U.S.-Russian proposal for a cessation of hostilities. Other groups are supposed to say by Friday whether they're taking part. The main opposition High Negotiations Committee has said its participation is contingent on the delivery of humanitarian aid and the end of sieges and airstrikes against civilians. U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House Wednesday. They are to have talks that are focused on the battle against the Islamic State and the humanitarian fallout from the war in Syria. Jordan has been taking part in the U.S.-led coalition conducting airstrikes against Islamic State targets in both Iraq and Syria. A White House statement said the two leaders will discuss efforts to counter the militants as well as ways to resolve the five-year Syrian conflict. International relief agencies are racing to reach isolated communities in the island nation of Fiji that was devastated by Cyclone Winston that killed 42 people. Authorities revised that death toll Wednesday, which is up from the previous number of 29. Aid workers are beginning to arrive in the outer reaches of the archipelago of 300 islands. Winston destroyed scores of homes and leaving untold of thousands of residents homeless and forced to take shelter. They have a 30-day state of natural disaster. This is VOA News. Authorities in Nepal say a small plane crashed Wednesday during bad weather, killing all 23 passengers and crew. The aircraft was operated by the domestic Tara Airlines. It lost contact with ground controllers during a short flight from Pokhara, which is a major tourist center, located about 200 kilometers west of Kathmandu, to Jomsom, which is a popular spot for mountain hikers. Search crews found the wreckage just hours after the plane disappeared, and officials say the plane was still burning and bodies scattered across the crash site. Billionaire Donald Trump won another state in his bid to be the Republican nominee for president with a decisive victory Tuesday in the western U.S. state of Nevada. Final results showed Trump with 46% of the vote, far ahead of Florida Senator Marco Rubio's 24%. Trump's win is his third straight victory after taking primaries in New Hampshire and South Carolina earlier this month. The senior U.S. naval officer in the Pacific warned U.S. lawmakers on Tuesday that China is building up its military capability in the contested South China Sea. Admiral Harry Harris testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
In my opinion, China is clearly militarizing the South China Sea, and you'd have to believe in a flat earth to think otherwise.
China, which claims sovereignty over most of the South China Sea, insists these are necessary defensive facilities. Meanwhile, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Washington for talks with U.S. officials complained other countries are illegally occupying Chinese reefs and atolls and engaged in large-scale military construction. President Obama Tuesday urged Congress to close the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. He said its existence does not advance U.S. national security, and closing it would save money.
Guantanamo harms our partnerships with allies and other countries whose cooperation we need against terrorism. Moreover, keeping this facility open is contrary to our values. It undermines our standing in the world. It is viewed as a stain on our broader record of upholding the highest standards of rule of law.
You can read all of President Obama's comments on our website at voanews.com. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's investigating 14 new reports of the Zika virus infection in the United States, all suspected to be sexually transmitted. The CDC made the announcement Tuesday and said all of the 14 cases are women whose only known risk factor is sexual contact with a male partner who traveled to the area. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.